You are back with The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. Tyson Foods announced it would begin on-site vaccinations at its Iowa plant this week. In Arkansas, where there is a large Pacific Island community working in the processing facilities there, the company announced it would offer 4 hours of pay as an enticement for its workers to get the shots. We first talked to Dr. Sheldon Rickland last summer. He's an associate professor at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, and he operates out of a clinic that serves the Pacific Island community there in Springdale. The alarming number of fatal cases of COVID in the Marshallese community last year prompted an all-out effort to contain the virus. We reached out to Dr. Rickland this week to get an update.
You know, surprisingly for our community, it's been good. It's been well received. You know, I think there's been good vaccine acceptance among the Marshallese here and in the community. We've been active in trying to get them into events, mass vaccine events, so the consulate office, along with some of the nonprofits and UMS campus that we've been working with as well, and one of the local pharmacies. We've been working together in getting them in and booking them and actually scheduling a time where everybody would come to get vaccinated. And that's been going really well. You know, I think when it opened up to 65 and up last week, we were concentrating before that on 70 plus age group. And, you know, I think we got a majority of them before they had opened up to the 65 plus age group. And we're still planning to do other vaccine events in the next upcoming weeks. And we're working with UMS as well as some of the community pharmacies to make sure that we get our members of our community vaccinated.
I just saw that Tyson announced that they are actually doing, I think, on-site vaccinations in Iowa at their plants over there.
Oh, I didn't hear about that, but I think that's great. I think for you to get your employees, it's best that you get, you know, you get your vaccines at the workplace, because that's where they're going to be. We've always been trying to make sure that it's easy access for them to get vaccinated if they're given the choice. You know, they're essential workers, so they should definitely get vaccinated. You know, they're poultry workers, but they're considered essential workers as well. So, you know, they're higher up on the eligibility listing as far as who should be getting vaccines.
And we are actually, you know, waiting for Johnson & Johnson's vaccines to be available. I think here in Hawaii, it's this week. And then maybe some of the younger groups will be in line for that one.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's great that now we got three, you know, vaccines that will be available this coming week. You know, I think, you know, like it's always been said by, you know, Dr. Fauci and others, you know, whatever vaccine that's available for you to take, you know, if it's available, just take it. Get whatever is available there. But I know at least for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, it's just a one-time dose, easy to store and easy to, you know, take around, doesn't have all these, you know, temperature requirements. But, you know, for a population you're trying to reach to make sure that they get vaccinated and just one-shot vaccine, I think that's a great thing.
But you think you've had a better time of it just because, you know, the community organized that task force and you're reaching out to the radio station there?
I think it's been a combination of different things, you know, and, you know, part of it is definitely the task force and the community leaders. You know, working with many of the institutions that are on the ground and some of the healthcare services, just being able to collaborate with them better and having that engage community leadership, you know, engages the community. And as we were doing all these things with the testing, you know, we were also asking questions of those getting tested, you know, already, you know, if the vaccine is going to come, and if it comes, you know, what's the best way to get it to you folks? You know, what's going to be most comfortable for you? And, you know, we've been asking those questions along the way. And as our Marshallese community leaders, the pastors, the consulate, the nonprofit organization, you know, leaders and some of the physicians are getting their vaccines, you know, we've been doing a lot of media on them, you know, kind of showing them getting the vaccine and asking them, why is it that you took the vaccine and what do you think your fellow members of the community should be doing and why is that? So we've been doing a lot of push on that to make sure that people understand it. You know, I think if when they hear it from somebody that looks like them, that sounds like them, and they're really comfortable doing it, and these are people that they respect in the community, then it's easier for them to accept that it is safe for them to get it, that the option of getting the vaccine is much safer than the option of getting infected.
Had you seen pushback early on?
Actually, to tell you the truth, not too much. I mean, it's been more misinformation than anything. You know, it's really not pushback. It's more, you know, is it true that, you know, you're going to get this, that you're going to get the virus from the vaccine? Is it true that it's going to change your DNA if you get it because it's an mRNA vaccine? So we've been pushing more on educating the public in language, in culturally and linguistically appropriate language that we've been talking to them about. And we've been posting things on social media with, you know, Marshallese love Facebook, and we have all these different Facebook pages, and sharing that with them of these things that are coming out of these institutions that are, you know, scientifically proven, and, you know, including myself and trying to educate folks on the radio as well as on Facebook-like format as well.
And when did you get vaccinated?
I got vaccinated. Oh, that's a good question. I forgot. I got vaccinated in January. And when I got vaccinated, of course, the TV camera was there taking a picture of my getting vaccinated. You know, they were sharing on a social post. And after I got vaccinated, you know, I also got on to Facebook, you know, which is very uncomfortable for me to get out there in public. But I had to do it, you know, basically speaking in Marshallese and telling people my experience, you know, and then also 24 hours and 48 hours after that. Thankfully for me, I mean, the only thing that I really felt was just pain at the vaccination site. It got worse the next day, but then the following day after that, it was gone. Mm-hmm. Same with the second dose as well.
So very minor
Very
reaction.
Minor side effects for me, yes.
Have you heard anything more about side effects in general from the Marshallese community?
Some of them had completely no side effects from it. They felt fine after that. Some of them actually felt very tired about the next day, but, you know, really woke up the other day, you know, the second day after that. So all mild side effects for them so far that I've heard.
Everybody's pleased that our numbers have been dropping. You know, here they're double digits, and, you know, our infection rate is very low, you know, 1%. So I don't know what it's like there in Arkansas.
It's been kind of following the same trend, actually. I think overall, in the state, the numbers have gotten better. You know, I think the positivity rate has fallen below 10% at this point among our Marshallese and Pacific Islanders. Because, you know, back in July of 2020, our numbers were like 19% of the total cases in Northwest Arkansas, and that's for a population of only 2.4% of the region. And as of last month, on February 1st, our numbers had declined to 6.3% from that 19%, which is incredible. And I think part of it is with all this collaboration between these organizations and then Engage community and this leadership. You know, we found out that, you know, we're not the expert, that it is the community that is the expert, that for us to serve them, we need to ask them, how is it that we should get the things done for you? So we've been really listening to them. And when they say, you know, we're more comfortable going to the consulate office, or more comfortable when we're with a group, or, you know, so also we're also kind of looking into if we should look into, you know, getting the vaccine to churches that way. And we're basically asking those kind of questions from them.
Right. What works?
What works for them, exactly. Because I think everybody's different. And then Marshallese and any other Pacific Islander or any other ethnic groups, you know, everybody has their own comfort level.
Right. Well, that's good that the trend is downward also, because I know there was just, you know, some concern because as our families move back and forth, you know, some folks are waiting to go home and cannot, and that's just started now, you know, with some of the island nations allowing residents to come back. So that's a good thing. But, you know, we worry because with transmission, you know, someone comes from Arkansas, comes to Honolulu, you know, goes to the Marshall Islands. You don't want them to spread it.
No, absolutely. You are absolutely correct. And, you know, I've been quite impressed also with our own, you know, governments back home and how they've been handling this, and not just with closing of the borders, but with their activity of trying to get people vaccinated back in the islands. You know, I hear that at least the Marshall Islands has been you know, going house to house as well, and their vaccine rates of people getting vaccinated is quite high in the region. So it's kind of good to see that, and just kind of listening to how they're making sure that people, before they get home, they go through all these quarantine requirements, which, you know, for some it's, you know, it's inconvenient.
Yeah,
but at
humbug.
The same time, it's definitely, you know, yeah, definitely safer for folks back home. So it's amazing that, you know, we've been able to kind of do all that.
Well, that's good news. There's light at the end of the tunnel as we come across this one-year emergency situation.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been
amazing.
A long year.
That was Dr. Sheldon Ricklin talking to us from Springdale, Arkansas. He was talking about the acceptance of the vaccines by the Marshallese community there. Dr. Ricklin is one of two Marshallese doctors who trained at the University of Hawaii.